Angelo Cerbi for Fred Film Radio. We are still in Trieste at When East Meets West. And I'm here with Veselka Kiryakova, the producer, and Milko Lazarov, the director of Nanook from Bulgaria, which is a movie that was pitched yesterday here at the at When East Meets West. How was the pitching?
I think it was very stressful for us.
everyone gave me the same answer, you know? It was like I was sweating like a pig. Yeah.
Actually, we don't like pitching.
No, nobody does, I think. It's not
I'm not sure.
Some masochists.
Yeah. They pretend to be on the stage.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Maybe can, yeah, they get the worst out of it.
Also, I don't believe that the pitching is so helpful that they say.
Why you say so? Because you think that in 7 minutes are not enough?
No. People who are really involved in movies, in the business, mm-hmm. they know very well which project, how is developed the project till now. It doesn't matter how you're acting when you pitch, mm-hmm. because there is a book and they can read.
I understand. So it could be, you know, it could be an additional appeal if you are nicer.
Yeah. But the event here is one of the best we attend. One of the best. We attend Sarajevo, all around the world. Actually, in here, it's very useful. The people are special here.
I don't know why.
Probably because it's on the beginning of the year. I don't know, but there is special.
I think this selection is very good.
Yes.
And the selection of audiences, of professional audiences, is really good.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And that the people here, especially Alessandro, mm-hmm. The girl
Masha,
they are very strictly professional.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
they are acting like human beings.
Well, if you consider that, I was here 4 years ago, I don't remember, and it was really much, much smaller than it is now.
Uh-huh.
So, in 4 years, Alessandro made a hell of a job.
Yes. And everybody knows him.
Everybody knows him, and everybody knows that he's a hard worker.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to have him give us money for that now that we're praising live on the radio. I wanted to ask something about the movie. I mean, I know because I read the synopsis, but can you tell us something about the movie, like the plot of it?
It's basically a love story between two old Inuits and their daughter, who is coming to visit them because the wife is sick. And the daughter comes to help her mother.
Okay.
And there is a conflict between the modern way of thinking and the old way of thinking.
The traditional one.
Yeah. How did you come up with this story? What drew you to tell a story about Inuit?
The story is this is a universal story. It's could be everywhere, in Africa or Bulgaria, mm-hmm. but the North territory up north is the last pure territory. They keep, I think so, they keep the basic values, we forgot them.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a kind of metaphor that they are Inuits. It's a metaphor for the mankind.
Mm.
So they are in traditional way of living. Can you imagine that they don't have even plants?
Nothing. They live in a igloo. So.
But they have no word for stealing, for lying. They have no word, even.
So there is not a concept of it.
Yes, they have no word. Can you imagine? Community have no word for stealing, or for jealous. They have no even word for that. They don't know what it is. Now they know, but they still keep that. So it's a metaphor. We don't know nothing about that world, actually. We know.
Actually. And did you go there yet?
No, we plan to go now. We are going to shoot next year. So we have 2 years to do our research, to approach them. They are
complicated. Because I was thinking, how did you, I mean, if... do you think to approach them?
You have to go there and to speak with them.
To stay there?
Yes, yeah. 1 month or 2 months, and you have to speak with them. You have to convince them that you are not going to put the truth in a different way. So the story is very simple.
And how are you going to move regarding the acting, the actors? So are you
Oh, there are many actors. Some of them are professional actors. Some of them was born in Copenhagen, for example.
Oh, so there are like...
So it's not a problem. It's the same problem like for the same film.
Mm. Casting, you're right.
Casting is a tricky moment.
Do you enjoy casting or you don't?
No.
Not much?
No. Sometimes I take... people non-professional, sometimes I take professional, but it depends on the role, it depends on the... But as a Russian, I believe it was Tostonogov said that the director dies in the actor. If you choose one actor, you can do nothing after that. It wasn't the right choice, the movie was fake.
Understand.
So, for example, for Alienation, our previous movie, the main actor, Christos Tergioglou, made the movie. So, it was pleasure to work with that kind of professional.
Yeah.
So talented.
Makes your work easier.
Too. Yeah, yeah.
Much easier.
Yeah, like party. Yeah, for sure. My feelings from shooting period. It's my favorite for my movie.
Uh-huh. Understand.
Not preparing, not the festivals and everything, but the shooting period. We are very, very. We became very close friends.
Listen, Vizek, I just wanted to ask something on the production point of view about this new movie. Going to shoot there would be, for you as a producer, more complex in terms of budgeting or in terms of besides raising money, but using the money that you're going to raise, are you, do you know that? You are aware of that?
Yeah, it will be very challenging.
It's very challenging. Are you going to, you are looking for co-production for co-producers? Or
yes, we have finance from Bulgarian film centers already, and from Sense France, we have French co-producer. And we have to decide where we are going to shoot to choose our third co-producer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is the main question now.
Yeah.
Location between Russia, Sweden, Greenland, Canada, Finland, Norway. So now we manage this question to have that answer. So this is the big.
So you say you're going to shoot next year?
Yes.
So in winter or in like late spring?
No, in the summer
or
late spring. Yeah, depends. If we are in Europe, in Scandinavia, it would be
during the summer,
the later spring. Mm. But if you go up north to Canada, definitely it will be in August or July because the weather condition only. July and August you are able to shoot.
Yeah, to bear the weather.
Because for example, May or October is 20 minus, 30 minus in that temperature. I don't care about me or the people, but the camera and...
The technical equipment.
The technical equipment
will suffer too much.
Yeah.
And then one last question. How did the one-to-one meetings go today?
Very good.
Very good?
Yeah.
You're tired but happy?
Yes, I think that we have some very good meetings with people we can work with in the future and people that gave us very valuable comments and everything on our project, so it was very useful for us.
Well, so I wish you all the best and I hope to be able to see you moving in some festivals like in 2 years' time.
Oh, thank
we
you.
Hope so.
We hope so.
Thanks a lot. It was Angela Cherby from When East Meet the West for Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.